This is. Looking out across the water, I said yes. A Suicide Squad movie verse fanfic, written by Susie Carter and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing GQ Edwards, Waylon Jones, with additional tags for post-canon, weird fluff, awkward flirting, trick-or-treat, treat, trick-or-treat, chocolate box, T.O.T., monster mash, extra treat, and was written for the Trick or Treat Exchange 2017. Summary. A mission gets delayed, so GQ and Croc go for a swim. Mission got scratched. Well, okay, not scratched. Croc just thought so for a minute, because of how GQ was squawking at the radio. What? You've got to be kidding me, he was saying. Couldn't help but hear. I thought we only had an 18-hour window to get this guy. Yeah, we do, Flag said from the other end. But that window won't open for a little longer than we thought. But... Hold, Flag said, until I say otherwise. You stay there, you hold for the next 36 hours, and then you get ready. Because after that, the next time I radio, it'll be to give you the go-ahead. Copy? GQ sighed. Solid copy, he muttered. No reason to fuss, Croc thought. Nice place, this little shack. Dark, kind of damp. Rocks outside, not much shade. Good for sunning. Can't believe this, GQ was grumbling. Not even a bed in here. In the middle of fucking nowhere, nothing up for at least 36 hours. What the fuck are we going to do for 36 hours, huh? We are some highly goddamn trade secret agents, you and me, and we're just supposed to sit here with our thumbs up our asses for 36 goddamn hours? Croc tilted his head, breathed in. Windows weren't sealed real good. Could smell the sea from here. You put your thumb up your ass if you want, bro, he said. I'm going to swim. GQ looked at him, and then away, and then cleared his throat. Yeah, he said. All right. That was why they were here at all, the sea. Only approach to this base they were headed for. Just good sense, sended Croc. And GQ, too. He was a SEAL, after all. Croc didn't mind. Should've, maybe. He don't like people. Only fair, considering people mostly didn't like Croc, either. But GQ wasn't like that. Had no reason not to be. Had that nickname in the first place because he looked the way people thought people should look. Because he fit where Croc didn't. But he wasn't like that. Never had been. Looked out for Croc, which nobody had ever done before that Croc could remember. So, Croc looked out for him. And didn't mind. Looked at him, too, sometimes. People were so soft, so small. Weird, featureless little faces. But GQ had been around so much, Croc was used to him. Could almost see what made him pretty. The way he swam didn't hurt any, either. Cove wasn't far from the shack they were holed up in, and they didn't need no equipment or nothing. Satisfying, deep down, to watch GQ cut through the water like that. Just himself. They're close enough. Smelling like himself, instead of plastic and metal and wetsuit. Taste of his skin in the water. Bare and clean and wet. Yeah, Croc thought. That was good. Can hold his breath for a pretty damn long time, too. When he went up for air, Croc drifted up next to him in time to hear him laugh. Whew, that is about the longest I can manage, he said. But it seems pretty fucking sad to you, huh? Nah, Croc said. You do all right, bro. For a puny human, sure, GQ filled in, grinning. But hey, we can't all be crocodiles. Nobody's perfect. Grock tilted his head and thought about it. Pretty close, though, he said. Half just to see GQ startle and gape, get all pink like he did. Even prettier that way. And half because it was sort of true. How GQ laughed, how he moved, how he smelled, how he'd look with Croc's hands on him, pressing him down into the sand. Yeah. Not perfect, sure. What was? But pretty close. GQ said. Yeah? Croc shrugged. Like you said, nobody's perfect. But you know I got standards. And GQ tipped his head back and laughed. Yeah, right, I remember, he said. You're beautiful. And then he coughed and flushed all hot again, eyes dark. Damn right, Croc said, and dived. Even better from down here, GQ threw all that rippling water, pale and warm and almost bare. Croc swept close, let one hand drift the length of GQ's thigh, brushed a rush of water against the back of his knee. Got the sound of a splash above him as GQ spluttered. But he didn't move away. Croc grinned into the water, trailed one foot along GQ's ankle, and then darted off deeper, and waited for GQ to follow him down. The end! This podfic was recorded as part of Voice Team Mystery Box 2023 for the Day 4 Challenge, Get Your Feet Wet, which requires that I create an audio fan work for a fandom I have never created in before. And also, kind of funny, because Croc and GQ and swimming. I have never, although I have frequented the DC Comics verse, I have never recorded anything in Suicide Squad movies specific fandom, so I get points. Thank you so much to Formally DF for pointing this fic in my direction. Thank you to Susie Carter for having blanket permission to podfic, and thank you, the listener, for listening. Hope you enjoyed it, and have a nice day.